In late August of 2018, Ketchikan resident Peter Rice was hiking with two relatives along Coast Guard Beach Trail on the north end of Revilla Island. He says his cousins had never visited Alaska before, and he was explaining the features of a muskeg to them when the trio spotted an animal in a treeless, boggy section.
We all observed this large, tawny brown animal loping across a muskeg from left to right that had a gait that was very distinct in terms of looking like a loping cat-type animal.
Rice says the three felt certain it was not a deer or dog. He says they all are avid wildlife watchers and believed it must have been a mountain lion.
It had the right coloration. It was muscular. It was probably about 150 pounds, I would think, or 120, something like that. It was about 75 yards away and had a long bushy tail with sort of a darker spot on the end of the tail, darker section on the end of the tail.
Rice says the encounter was brief. The animal loped away without looking at them. He did not get a photo and says, in retrospect, he wished they had examined the area to see if there were prints. Ross Dorendorf is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says he received a call about that encounter, but didn't feel there was enough detail to verify what the animal was. Dorendorf says there have been instances where other animals have been mistaken for mountain lions, also called cougars. He spoke about reports of multiple sightings in a Petersburg neighborhood.
They swore they saw a cougar, but it ended up being a dog. And that kind of gives you a sense of how difficult it can be if you only see something for a moment and you don't have anything to compare the size or not enough time to get a really good ID. It makes it difficult.
Dorendorf says his predecessor at ADF&G in Ketchikan, Boyd Porter, confirmed a cougar sighting in Margaret Creek. Dorendorf says, to his knowledge, however, there wasn't hard evidence, such as scat, hair, or a clear photograph of the animal or its tracks. He says there were two incidents in Southeast where there were no doubts, in 1989 when a mountain lion was shot near Wrangell, and in 1998 when one was snared on South Kuprinoff Island. Dorendorf says the animals likely accessed the areas through the Stikine River drainage.
Here in Ketchikan, we do have the Unik River, but it's a much smaller drainage that connects British Columbia, which has a fairly robust population of mountain lions, to Southeast Alaska. So I would expect less to come from there and more to come from the Stikine.
Dorendorf says it's unlikely there is a breeding population of mountain lions in the area. Though sounding somewhat skeptical, he says single animals might be coming into the area where the Stikine and Unik rivers meet. If someone spots what they believe is a mountain lion, Dorendorf says the more detail, the better. If possible, he says get a photograph of the animal or its prints, scat, or hair. He says DNA analysis of hair can be done to verify whether the animal is, in fact, a cougar.